Pastor Frank, the pastor, resident pastor here, doing all this work. We love you. We appreciate you. I'm always grateful to God for the privilege of sharing and talking about His word, talking about His name, bringing Jesus to people. I'm always appreciative of that privilege. And so I thank God also for the privilege. Amen. Hallelujah. Why do I talk about Jesus? Why would I bring Jesus to people? Why would I say Jesus? Because we all have needs. Why do we need Jesus? Why would I have to bring Jesus to you? Because we have needs. We have issues. We have pressures of life. The pressures of life. Everywhere. We feel pressure to move forward in our lives. To receive what we do. To pursue. To move into our destinies. To pursue our destinies. That pressure is upon us. I want to be all that God wants me to be. I want to have more. I want to have greater influence. I want to have more power. I want to have more control of my life. I don't want to just be down and out. There's that pressure to go forward. Pressure to have more money. Yes, more money. I need more money. I want to get things. There are things I need. They're not wrong. They're not bad at all. You need to go forward in your life. Come on, you can't do anything with that money. You need money. I want more money. I want more influence. I want more control. I want to be able to help other people. I don't want to be stranded. Nobody wants to be stranded. The pressures are there. The pursuits of life. Pressures of life. Life is just happening by itself. Life is happening. Life happens to all of us every day. Life itself is happening. It's imploding. It's exploding all around you. You can't even determine you're going today. There's something. Tomorrow there's something. Every day there's something to deal with. The pursuit of life. The pressures of life. They are there. And we all want a way out. We want to come out. We don't want to be stuck. We don't want to be stranded. I don't want to be somewhere and I can't do what I want to do. I can't get what I want to get. Basic stuff. I don't want to be afraid inside. Inside, imploding inside. There's fear inside. There's uncertainty inside. There's doubt inside. How would tomorrow look like? How will I go tomorrow? Will I make it tomorrow? Imploding, exploding outside. Things are exploding outside. Inside is bad. Outside is bad. Then there's principalities and powers. There's the devil. There's the pressures of life that you and I face. There's the pursuit of life that you and I have. It's real. And you and I know it's real. Come on. We call it the hustle. You must hustle the pursuit of life to have more, to reach more. I'll go to work today, tomorrow. You go to work on Monday. Because we want more. If you get a promotion, you are excited. You get more money, you are excited. The pursuit is there. The pressure is there. Then there's principalities and there's powers. Satan, hindering you. He fights you with everything. The Bible said the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you are still on your own, fighting life. Fighting life is happening to you. You are doing your best. As if that is not enough, there's still another force against you. He wants to steal, he wants to kill, he wants to destroy everything you've gathered. He wants to wipe it all out. They're not just the stuff, he wants to get to you. That you are frustrated. There's pain inside. What do I do? He fights you with people. Enemies. You might want me to stay on the enemies. But the enemies are not just the issue. There's enemies. See, there's enemies. There is frenemies. Frenemies are the people that are your friend, but they are your enemies. And there's another one. This one, you've never heard it before. There's frenemies. Frenemies are your family that are your enemies. And he positions them all around you. So how do you run? You can say, I don't have any money. I don't want to have any money. I greet enemy. I greet you. Oh God, bros. I hear you. And you try to do it. You lock yourself in your room. Just you. No enemy. No problem. But you have friends. He turns some of them against you. They become agents of darkness. They become your frenemies. You say, no, I don't have friends. Just me and my family. I'm telling you now that they are frenemies. They are family enemies. The devil is after you with the little you have done. And you are thinking, there has to be a way out. I can't be like this. I want to be free. I want to have my life. I want to live life to the fullest. Remember the Bible said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to live life. I want to be free of hindrances. I don't want to be tied to anything. Sometimes we might even now think money will solve it. If I can just get some more money, if I can get some more money, if I can get wealth, crazy wealth, I don't care. Let me just get money. Brothers and sisters, somebody had money in the Bible. But he was not still free. He had money. He came, the rich young ruler, he came to Jesus. He says, I need stuff. Nicodemus came to Jesus. The Bible said Nicodemus was the chief guy. He too had stuff. But sometimes you think the guy, he said, like I told you, the man had money. No, he didn't actually have money. Money had him. He couldn't let go. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't still do anything with his life. Imagine he had money and locks himself inside his house and stays there. Say, oh, let me just count it. Okay, it's good. Is that why I count this one? It's okay, then I stay here. That's not life. That's the emptiness. He's still not functioning. He's still not being a blessing. He's still not doing all that he needs to do. He's still not free. He's not a prisoner of the money. He's not a prisoner of money. You see, there's something like that. Yes. That guy was a prisoner of money. Jesus said, okay, let me just try. He said, give it out. He couldn't give it out. He couldn't give a dime out. So he's a prisoner of the money. He's a prisoner of money. Now, you said, okay, that money, that stuff. But what about when we think we are free on the outside? Okay, I have money, but I'm not prisoner of money. What about the darkness inside? What about the addictions inside? What about the fears inside? What about the uncertainties inside? Addictions. Attitudes, things that you know they are killing you, they are hurting you, they are still inside you. So you can escape from the outside. Escape here as much as possible. Escape, buy stuff, good stuff. But what about inside you? And you still want to be free. You still want to live life to the fullest. Escape all the hindrances of life. Have the miracle. Have miracle flowing in your life. Things, doors opening for you. I want to be able to move freely. Doors open for me. I want to truly be happy. Truly be happy. Not about just having substance outside. Not about just having stuff inside. But truly be happy. Knowing and being at peace. Knowing that tomorrow is secure for me. Tomorrow, and by tomorrow, I mean here. Here, in this life. And tomorrow, after this life. That's why I bring to you Jesus. All the miracle you need in one. Jesus is the miracle you need. Jesus can set you free. Of all these issues, all the issues, say, Pastor, I need healing for my body. I need healing for my body. I need money. I need stuff. Jesus can do all these things for you. He can give you peace. Jesus is all the miracle you need. I brought Jesus to you. God gave us Jesus. He gave us Jesus to help us. He sent his son to die for us. So that you and I, not just so that you and I can just manage through, so that we can manage. No, so that you and I can have life. So that you and I can have the miracle inside of us. So that everywhere we go. You know what he told somebody in John chapter 4? This woman, he told the woman, he said, you come here to drink water. You come to draw water. Because you need to come and take water. He said, I will give you water. He said, the water that I will give you, he said, it will be inside of you. It will be producing miracles for you every time. You will not need to be running a helter skelter. You will not be afraid of anybody. You will not have gotten wealth by means that you are bothered about. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord. He says, make it rich. Add no sorrow with it. The blessing, that blessing comes through Jesus Christ. That you receive Jesus Christ. All the miracle you need is inside Jesus Christ. You see, I'll tell you this story. There's this woman also in the Bible. She had this flow of blood that would not stop. It would not stop. She has spent money. She has spent money. The Bible says she has visited several physicians. She has spent all that she has. Sold everything. Had nothing. But she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. And then, all right, let me go see that. And then she went. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. She did. She went. Touched the hem of his garment. Bam! And there was healing for her body. Now, let me tell you something about Jesus from that story. Jesus not only produced miracles or worked miracles, he himself was the embodiment of miracles. You could come and take miracle from Jesus. That's why I told you, Jesus is all the miracle you need. With Jesus, everything you need fixed in your life will be fixed. Everything you need fixed in your life will be fixed. He was not only producing miracles, he was the embodiment of miracles. So that somebody could come from her house and take miracle and walk away. Somebody came from my house and took a miracle. That people could just come and really literally take miracles and walk away. That's Jesus. That's the Jesus I came to talk to you about today. He's a chain breaker. He will shake prisons and set you free. Set you free of every addiction, every challenge. You will really be living life without shame, without pain, without sorrow.
like me, not my airport, just see me now, but there are things inside me. You don't know me.
When you tell you say you don't know me, he's talking about the inside. He's talking about the darkness that is inside. Not the darkness that is outside, the darkness that is inside. He can set you free from that darkness inside. He can give you certainty, peace. You can have peace with your God also through Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is all the miracle you need. Somebody say, I want to try to celebrate. I want to try and get money. I'll get money from here, from my boss. I'll get peace with my friends. I'll get happiness from my wife. I'll get stuff from this. No, no. With Jesus, everything you require for your life, you can draw from him. You see, he can break chains. He can break addictions. He can heal your bodies, set you free, give you life, abundance. See, of course, he said, this water I will give you, it will be flowing inside of you. Anytime you need it to come out, you will not be running from place to place, from people to people. You will have me inside of you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus. All the miracle you need is in Jesus. And the truth is that, funny, as simple as it is, you see, it's so simple. You say, like that, that's the issue. Like that. The woman left her house, went and touched the hem of his garment, and she collected something and went away. So say, Jesus turned and said, who touched me? Who touched me? You know the story. Who touched me? He said, it's me. It's me. It's me. And I told that story. Jesus said, go. You are made whole. Now, Jesus finished everything in her life. And you see, Jesus was not aware she was coming. He didn't know. He was doing his own thing. She came and collected. Jesus is so rich that he doesn't just do miracles. Because today he will set people free. I will pray for you. I will pray healings for your body. All manner of things. But if you receive Jesus, this Jesus inside of you, miracles will be inside of you. Power will be inside of you. You say, I'll be looking for power. You won't look for power anymore. Power will be inside you. Everything you require, change, breakthrough. You say, I will not be looking for breakthrough. Brothers and sisters, you will not look for breakthrough again. Breakthrough will be inside you. You will bring breakthrough out. Every obstacle the devil puts in front of you, you will overcome. By Jesus that is inside of you. Jesus is all the miracle you will need. It's not Jesus plus something else. Just Jesus. As simple as it is. He can give you peace. Stability for your life. Jesus will give you courage. See, now, you see, I'm not just talking about sin and bad sin. The cross wiped that one away. What about courage to face your destiny? Jesus will give you that one too. So I just talk to someone. So you say, you heard someone say, now you they give me mind. It's good. But Jesus, inside of you, he will give you all the mind that you require. You will go for it. Don't say, are you not seeing that giant? You say, this giant will fall before me. Why? Because of Jesus inside of you. Because you have Jesus. That's why I say, Jesus is all the miracle you need. Jesus is all the food you need. Jesus is everything. Courage from Jesus. Power from Jesus. Every challenge, both the ones that are in front of you now and the ones that will come later. With Jesus inside of you, all the miracle you need is secure. You just need to keep going forward. You need to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to show you some scriptures. I'll just show you three. There are three things I just want to show you. Three. I told you about some stories about people who met Jesus. Jesus himself said, he said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. I am the life. The way to a good life. The truth, the reality. He says, me. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Imagine you have Jesus, the way. Say, I don't know which way to turn. When you have Jesus, you have the way. He will give you courage, I said just now. What about direction? What about peace? Sometimes when we talk about Jesus, we talk about sin, we talk about the bad things we do. Yeah! Sometimes you might even have come out of, you might even have said, Lord Jesus, I said my Lord and Savior, and you are still living there because you've never really received Jesus. You've never met Jesus. Hallelujah. Never met him. Never really received him. You never opened up your heart to him and allow him come into your heart. Not just a statement, but you allow him come into your heart. You now begin a relationship with Jesus. That's what I mean. A relationship with Jesus. From that relationship with Jesus, everything you require will come out. In the relationship with Jesus, God gave us Jesus. He sent his son to die for us. And now we can receive Jesus and enter into a relationship with Jesus. In that relationship, from that relationship, everything you require can come out. You hear what I said? Jesus did not just die to give us stuff. All those things will come, the number. But if you want that solution for your life, that peace for your life, that courage, direction, if you want to live a full life, a happy life, you have that relationship with Jesus. It will begin to produce everything. It's like a dynamite inside of you. It's like a well inside of you.
You need direction. Jesus will give you direction. You need peace. He will give you peace. You need courage. He will give you courage. There's nothing that will stand against you that will succeed because you have Jesus inside of you. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. A relationship with Jesus is the solution to all your problems. Coming to know Jesus is the solution to all your problems. Pastor, I have several issues. You don't understand. This is a money problem. Come and know Jesus. He will direct you. He will teach you how to make profits. He will show you how. You make profit. Then he will give you, he will teach you how to make profit, eh? Then he will give you contentment. Add contentment to it. You have Jesus, you have that stuff, then you'll be content. Content. You'll be happy. You say, so, do you have everything? Can you buy? I don't have everything. I don't have all the money to buy all the houses on this street. But I'm so content, I'm so happy. I have so much peace. I have courage to face tomorrow. I have courage to have left, travel down here to talk to you about Jesus. It is he that gives me courage. It is he that gives me mind. He will give you mind too. You have mind. To dare the impossible things. Say, in my family is impossible. With Jesus, no longer be impossible. He will give you mind. Say, Pastor, I want to do this thing, but I'm afraid. Jesus will give you mind. I said to come from Jesus. In the relationship with him, you get all these things. You see, he's so willing, so interested in helping you. I want to show you about Jesus. Take your Bibles to John. If you are with your Bible here, John chapter number 9. I'd like to just show you. I want to read this. I could tell you the stories, but I want you to see for yourself in John chapter 9 if you are with your Bible here. If you're not, you just follow me. I'm reading John chapter 9. I'm reading John chapter 9. It's a chain breaker. He opens prison doors. He heals bodies. He transforms lives. He meets a man in this place. He changes his life, transforms his life. In John chapter number 9. From verse number 5. In John chapter number 9, from verse number 5, we can look at it. You can just sit around somewhere so you can see it. I love you to see it. Because sometimes you could even think about making these stories up. Say, is this thing there? It's there. It's there. In John chapter 9, verse number 5, the Bible says, Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. In verse number 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. He made clay on the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation, saints. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, alright, watch this now. He came back saying, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay. Oh boy, I love that scripture. I can't, the moment when I read that scripture, I will stop and laugh. He said, a man that is called Jesus. He didn't say Jesus that he knew. He said a man that is called Jesus. He didn't even know the guy. He's that powerful, that rich, that large, that he did a miracle for somebody. The man called him a man that is called Jesus. I hope that today, after this meeting, he will not just be like a man that is called Jesus to you. He will become your Jesus. Imagine if he did this kind of thing to this man's life, and this man knew him as a man. A man. It was not yet his Jesus. He didn't even know who the guy was because he was blind. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. They said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. But look at this scene. Look at what I want to show you now. Go back. Verse number 8. And the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Now, remember this. Remember a man that is called Jesus. So you can imagine that a man that is called Jesus, stay with me now, had one simple encounter. One simple touch. with this man.
Had just one touch, just touched him, just once. He didn't even spend time with him. And yet, neighbors could not identify him again. I'm telling you something about Jesus. Listen to me. If I close my eyes like this, if I came in here just now, close my eyes like this, and close my and I open my eyes, you will know me. But when Jesus touched this man's life, see the level of touch, see the power of Jesus, see the Jesus I'm talking to you about. Jesus touched this man's eyes. He didn't touch everybody, every part of his body, he just touched his eyes. He said, go wash. The man went to wash and came back. His neighbors, you know, neighbors, people that were by his side, that knew him, neighbors, people that saw him every day, they didn't know him again. He didn't change his clothes, though. Anytime we preach this, because of the difficulty, this is how people, you might say, but I'm a Christian here, you've not known Jesus. You see how hard it is, like, no, it's not possible. He didn't change clothes. Even if the man changed clothes, you will not know the man again. No, you know why they showed, you know what they gave us in last week? You know why I said that? He showed us to show that when Jesus comes into your life, when he touches you, one touch, neighbors, people around you will not know you again. One touch, that's Jesus. One touch, he didn't just open the man's eyes, he changed his appearance. The man had courage. The man had strength. You see, the man had courage, the man had strength. The man changed, the man had boldness. They say, is he the one? He's not the one. He said, I'm the one. He said, I'm the one. Hey, the blind man, he said, I'm the one. Yeah, it's me. It's me now. The old neighbor there say, this Jesus comes into your life. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, people around you will not know you. Your color won't change. Your boldness will change. Fear will leave you. Peace will enter into your heart. With all those things in your life, people will be surprised at you. You will be able to charge at a giant. You'll be charging at a giant. They'll say, you get mine. They'll say, now you are now Clement be this. Say, yes, now Clement. You say, I'll just start this thing, you'll grow. They say, you only talk like that. I only talk like that. Jesus can make all that difference in your life. Jesus. One touch. Neighbors couldn't identify him. People that were around him couldn't identify him again. It was his eyes that Jesus opened. But that touch changed a lot of things in his life. Changed the whole man. Everything changed. If you meet Jesus, everything can change in your life. What's one touch? One touch. How much more? Can you imagine now? How much more a relationship? Come on. How much more a relationship? Now you are now with Jesus. A relationship with him. Imagine the man now spends another 24 hours with Jesus. Come on. He spends 48 hours with Jesus. I always tell him when they come to our church, I say, give me some weeks. Give me some weeks. People will know you again. People will know you again. Weeks. I don't ask for a year. I don't need up to a year. Weeks. People will know you again. Because your whole life will change. Because of Jesus. We give you Jesus. Hallelujah. I will show you another scripture. Make another point about this Jesus I'm talking about. It's in Luke chapter number 13. You touch a man and nobody can identify him again. Jesus will touch you today in this place. Your heart is open. This same Jesus, I'm telling you, I'm speaking to you. You will go back home. They will say something has happened. Just the way it happened to this man. The way it happened to this man. He said, there's sickness in my body. He will break it. Today, here, now, just now. You break it, you go. You sleep, you wake up. If there's oppression, the oppression will go. I told you to go. Because it's Jesus. I'm not a meal. Not it's Jesus. That's the kind of things he does. Open blind eyes. Heal the sick. No matter how the thing came. You know, in this man's case where we just read, I didn't bother to read the whole story to you. He says, Jesus says, not all those ones. He says, I'm the light of the world. As far as I'm in this world, I will do the work. Remember something about Jesus quickly. He said, this Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the confidence I came with. That this same Jesus is alive. He's alive today. He wants to change your life the way he changed that man's life. He wants to. I'll show you that he wants to. In case you are thinking, does he want to? You don't know me. He wants to come into your life and change it entirely. He wants you to break free of religion and things like that. And say, religion is not Jesus. I didn't come to talk to you about religion today. I came to talk to you about Jesus. There's a difference. It's not Jesus plus something. If you can have Jesus, then you now begin to.
The woman with the issue of blood, stay with me, please. I'm preaching now. The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus didn't even know her enough to have vetted her to receive miracle. So are you a candidate? Candidate for miracle. Say, are you a candidate for the miracle of God? That's nonsense talk. The woman, Jesus didn't know her. She came and collected. She just collected and walked away. So Jesus didn't have time enough to have vetted her to say, you are a candidate, you can receive what you can receive. She came and Jesus was so full that you can come and take. To say, are you a candidate, brothers and sisters? Brother, your sister, you are a candidate. If you will remove all those barriers that they have taught you religion, like say, if you do this, you will not do this. If you do that, what about this man with this man blind now? What happened again to this man? Is this man too is a candidate? How did he tell him whether he was clean or pure? If you come to Jesus, he said something in John chapter 6. He said, everyone that comes to me, he said, I will not cast away. He said, everyone. So no matter how you come to him, he said, he will not cast away. So he said, as far as you come, do you come? If you come, he said, he won't cast you away. He won't say, look at you. Nothing. He will say, are you ready to come? Do you want my power? He said, I will give you my power. I will show you who I am. He said, I will come into him. He said, I will dine with him. We have fellowship. When we rub off, brothers and sisters, it won't take you weeks. Take your Bibles to Luke chapter number 13. Let me show you another power. Jesus from another angle. In Luke chapter number 13, the Bible says in verse number 10, Luke 13, verse number 10, he said he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. Verse 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. Look at it. There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Spirit, come on, say spirit. Spirit. Because remember, I say, Pastor, my own is not just ordinary spirit. Spirit. So you had a spirit of infirmity. There's the infirmity that was just there. It was not spirit. That man we just talked to you about just now. It was not spirit. So that's infirmity. It was just life happening. Life just dropped it on him. It just happened to him. This woman's own. Bible says it was a spirit of infirmity. And it's on the spirit, and the spirit has been there for 18 years. Say, Pastor, my own don't say. 18 years. Look at it. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand. The bondage, go. You are loose. She glorified God. Hallelujah. Even if it is spirits, he will clear it away. Number one. Number two, can I show you something? We have given you two examples. I want to show you something in these two examples so that you don't mistake this matter. Look at this. Look at how easy it was. Come on. Look at how easy it was. It's a spirit. So it means that he will have to dance and shake and jump up and down. So he just said, come, you are loose. Bam, spirit goes. Very easy for the Lord to set you free. Very easy. I said that to help somebody here who thinks it's a complicated matter. Who thinks that it's a very hard thing. Who thinks that this thing is beyond, this thing is heavy, this thing is big. No, it's very easy. Very easy. Spirit, in fact, 18 years. Say, Pastor, my matter is not 18 years. Look at 18 years, just one, come on. One touch. The calling her, touching her, setting her free was not up to 1 minute. If you read it in now, come. You are free from your infirmities. Not up to 1 minute. But has been there for 18 years. Say, Pastor, this thing has been long. just receive my Jesus today, and that is the end of the matter.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the miracle that you need. You don't need any of that. You don't need anything. You just need Jesus.
The last thing is, sometimes we begin to bother. We are wondering whether he will do it in my life. Whether he wants to do it in my life. Whether he will do it for me. Is he willing? Because many times when we meet Jesus, when we meet God, we know that he's able. We know he has the power. The issue is whether he will do it for me. I tell you, brothers and sisters, he will do it for you. I've already told you, in no wise he will cast anybody away, no matter how you come. No matter what you have done, no matter how bad it is, no matter who you are. If you say, Jesus, come into my life. If you say, Jesus, I want to receive you. I want to begin to have relationship with you. And this relationship, I know, like Pastor has said, it will produce everything. It will produce everything I require. I like it. I want it. He will not say, okay, are you sure? No, he will say, okay. He will take you at your word. He will come. He will change your life. I didn't say next week. See, the man went home. He went around the same place where his neighbors didn't know him. So what about if you are going home today? And people are wondering, what kind of joy is inside of you? What happened? Why are you so? What did you don't hit jackpot? You say jackpot. Jackpot is nothing where Jesus is. Jackpot is nothing. Jesus is bigger than the jackpot. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 8, I want you to see that he said, I'm willing to change your life. I'm willing to give you what you desire. So what is it that you desire? He said, I will give you. It is the wish of the Father, it is the desire of the Father to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you stuff. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 8, I'm just going there now. Matthew chapter number 8, verse number 1. And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. If thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. I know you can do it. If is there, if you will. What did Jesus say? And in verse 3, and Jesus put forth his hand without asking him questions and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Is he willing? The answer is yes. Does he want to do something in your life? The answer is yes. Does he want to change your condition? The answer is yes. He breaks chains, I told you before. He heals bodies. He sets captives free. Spirit held the woman 18 years. Just one touch for my Jesus. Everything is simple, it's easy. And today I came to introduce him to you. He wants to be your Jesus too. What I mean is that I came to talk to you about him so that you can fall in love with him. You can let him come into your life. You can let him change your life. You can begin a relationship with him. It is today we are speaking, and tomorrow morning I'm speaking. Tomorrow, I begin to show you the relationship, that it is in this relationship that you get all that you require for your life. So I've come to introduce him to you. But beyond introduction, I want you to have him for yourself. It's like a capsule. You take one capsule and it does everything. You say, my own is pain. My own is healing for body. My own is healing for my soul. My own is darkness inside of me. My own is a change I need in my soul. Something is different. You say, my own is, I just need money. If I can get someone, if I advance in my life. Everything you require, Jesus can do for you. It's all the miracle you need. You don't need different miracles. You don't need to turn different directions. You just receive Jesus. He's everything. He's God's solution. He's God's solution. God saw us and said, I'm not going to leave these people helpless. I'm not going to leave these people groping in the dark. I'm not going to leave these people under the oppression of the devils. No. And God said, I come today, go. Come today, go. He said, that won't work. He said, I know what I will do. He said, I will give them
the solution. I'll give them my son. I'll give them my son. I'll just give them my son. Anyone that receives him would have received everything he requires. Once you have Jesus, he's inside of you, he'll be producing miracles. You will not be running around anymore. Does he want to come in and help you? He wants to help you. The man said, if you will, you can do it. So you can, look at that statement. This is powerful. They are simple, but they are powerful. If you will, you can make me whole. You can make me whole. Is it Jesus? He said, I will. He stretched forth his hand first, even before he said, I will. But don't miss it. He wants to do it. He wants to change your life. He wants to take away sorrows. He wants to wipe away your sins. The burden of sin is also there. That one is the first one he wants to remove. The burden of sin is a hindrance. The burden of sin, the issue of sin, it hinders you from coming freely to God. Many times you talk about church, Jesus, you want to run away. You want to hide. Sin always makes you hide. The burden of sin is the first thing he wants to take away. Once he rolls that one away, then you and he, you and Jesus can see face to face. Face to face. And then he can begin to rub off on you. Begin to rub off on you. And in no time, you see all the change. You see peace and everything you require. So the first thing we need to talk about today, that's why this meeting is here now, today, this evening. And I'm not yet saved. Oh, I think I'm saved. But is Jesus plus? Jesus plus many other things. I've been applying Jesus. If you're applying Jesus plus other things, you are wrong. He doesn't work that way. He won't do anything. He won't see anything. Somebody will not say, look at it. You see, why the issue people have is that you find that Jesus in the Bible and Jesus they are telling you about, see, different. I've been trying to follow Jesus. Because you are doing Jesus plus many other things. Jesus plus many. Jesus, in short, in fact, this Jesus could even now become your problem. Yeah. I'll just touch that and go. Because the way they position Jesus, the way they talk to you about Jesus, it's not like this man that was just going around healing people. You see what that man said? Don't know why I showed you that part. Very interesting. He said, a man called Jesus. A man called Jesus. But when they make Jesus, you have everything. Jesus is like one complicated guy that wants to kill you. He's after you to destroy you. No, that's the devil. He's the one that loves you. We must be able to separate between the two of them. He's not after you to destroy your life. He's not after you to bring sickness. He said, sickness is there. Jesus is the one that did. He did not even do that. He's healing sickness. He's taking bodies away. By reason of the anointing, he's destroying yokes. Today. So Jesus is the solution. He's not the problem. He's not the one you should be afraid of. He's the one you should run to. He's the one you want to have a relationship with. He's the one you want to meet. When you meet him, you are going back. There are pleasures forevermore. There's enjoyment with Jesus. If Jesus now becomes a burden, then there's something else. Jesus now becomes the trouble. It's not Jesus you met. I can tell you about this Jesus that went about doing good. Bible says he went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He's the one that went about doing good. Healing people. Transforming lives in one touch, total change. Is that Jesus I came to talk to you about today? Not one Jesus that gives problems and tell you this one, that one. Jesus, he's not picky, picky. He's not picky. He's not selective. He doesn't have selection. He just loves you. That's why he says, "Come, I want to have a relationship with you." It begins with your heart open to him. He comes into your heart, and then he begins. He wipes away your sin on the cross. Be dead on the cross, takes away your sins. He's the Lamb of the world, Lamb of the God, that takes away the sins of the world. Takes it away, and then you can begin a face-to-face relationship with Jesus. In your imperfection, guess what? You say, but Pastor, nobody is perfect. I agree. In your imperfection, he comes in and helps you. He fills in the gap. Is that love? He fills in the gap. If I can't do it, if I can't get there, my wife gets there. You see how she fills in the gap. I can't do this stuff, she does this stuff. You see? Now, Jesus fills in the gap. He doesn't say, you can't do it, so that's why you are suffering. I can do it, but I won't do it. No, he will fill in the gap. All those issues, he will begin to help you grow. You begin to love God, and you see the power of sin will be broken from you. Say, Pastor, you don't understand. Jesus will break the hold of sin, break the chain of sin from your life. A face-to-face relationship with Jesus. A relationship with Jesus, not a religion. A relationship with Jesus is the solution for all your life. Everything is the solution. So if you are here today, say, Pastor, I've not really given my life to Jesus. I'm not saved. I want miracles in my life. I want to receive that, this flowing miracle in my life. Like Jesus told that woman, he said, it will be inside of you. It will be like a river. It will be flowing unto eternal life. It will be flowing. Everything you require will be coming out. I want to have it. He says, all right, you want to have it? He says, come to me and say, I can't save myself. I need you in my life. That's where it begins from. He said, I want to be saved today. I will pray for you. I'll pray for you. If you are free enough here, and you say, Pastor, this is this issue. There's pain in my body. There's sickness. There's something. I'll pray for you just now. But before we do that prayer, we need to pray and say, Lord, you say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to be saved. I want to know you. That is the greatest miracle I can do for you. I can pray for you just now before doing this. But I want to get you into that place first. Because Jesus secures you in this life. I told you, gives you peace in this life. Gives you hope in this life. Gives you courage in this life. But what about the afterlife? Yeah, he brought a man from the dead. Guess what? The man died again later. So bring the man from the dead is one matter. The man will still die. That peace with God is the first thing. That's the one you require more than every other thing. So if you are here, you say, I don't have that peace with God. Let's talk about peace with God first. Let's settle that matter. Then you see every other thing flowing in your life. Would you bow your heads in this place? Say, Pastor, I want to have peace with God. I want to have peace with my Maker. And I'm not yet saved. This Jesus you are talking to me about, this good Jesus, this loving Jesus, this healing Jesus, I've not yet received him into my life. My sins still trouble me. The evil, the bad things that I do that come out of me, I still don't have peace with God. I feel like running away. When they say church, 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 I run. I don't want to meet him. I'm afraid of what he will see. I'm afraid of what he will say. This Jesus does not condemn. I'm not coming to the world to condemn the world. But that the world through me will be saved. So today, you say, Jesus, come into my life. I want you to bow your head. If you want to be saved today, I want to know I'm praying with somebody. I don't want to just pray into the air. I'm not that kind of person. If it's one person that brought me to Lagos, I want to pray with you. If it's one person that brought me here, I want to pray with that one person. I'm excited. There's joy in heaven over one sinner saved. One. I came for one. He said he came for one. Me too. As a son, I came for one. I want you to lift your right hand. I want to know I'm praying with somebody today. He said, Pastor, I want to be saved. I want to receive Jesus into my life. Lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. Thank you, my brother. It's good. Thank you, my brother. It's good. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. I want to pray. I want to know I'm praying with somebody. There's nothing hidden there. There's nothing hidden there. I gave my life to Jesus one day. He made it beautiful. That's why I came to talk to you about him. If Jesus does not make life beautiful, I will not come to talk to you about Jesus. Jesus makes your life beautiful. Thank you. I want to be saved today. Just raise that right hand. Today is your day. Today is your day for a miracle. Today is the day that he washes away your sins. He gives you a fresh start. He gives you a fresh start. He gives you a fresh start with God. He gives you peace with God. Today is the day you have peace with God. You sleep well at night. Sleep sound as a child of God. Kalabasa. All right. You're going to pray with me. You're going to pray with me. Stand to your feet, everybody. Would you stand to your feet, everybody? You're going to pray with me. I want everybody to pray. Everybody say, I'm already saved. Just pray with us. Some of us are getting saved today. Some of us are getting saved just now. We rejoice with you. And we want everybody to pray. You are already saved. Just pray. Just say it again. Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody lift your right hand. Everybody now. Lift your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus. I receive you, Lord and Savior. I believe you died and rose again for me. I receive you as my miracle package. Today, in the name of Jesus, I declare I am a son of God. I'm a child of God. In the name of Jesus, a citizen of heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, rejoice in the house today. That's simple. The components are in that prayer. The components are in that prayer. All the components are there. Finish. He said, we not carry candle, light candle, do something. We not shake. We won't shake. That's how it comes. I say, touch people. One touch. Miracle was happening. Today, now I want to pray. So we go, simple. I want to pray. You are in this place right now. You need a miracle for your body. You need a miracle for your body, healing for your body. You need a breakthrough. Jesus is a chain breaker. He's a prison shaking savior. He's a wonderful God. He's a sinner saving power, healing God. Today I want to pray with you.
I want to break stronghold. You say, Pastor, my own is a spirit. Kaletura. I came under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Kalama, they say. He says, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. He says, I'll be there for a long time. By the power of God today. If you need healing for your body, place your hand there. Do anything. Is your head, do your hand there. If you need healing, put your hand there. Just do that. I'm bringing healing now. I'm doing healing now. I'll pray healing and I'll break breakthroughs, deliverances, and you will set free. People will go to another place. Kaseto lima raketa. In the name of Jesus, I speak as your oracle. I release now healing for their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of your feet now, be made whole by the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak under the authority of Jesus. I speak in the name of Jesus. I command that infirmity to go. You are loose now from that infirmity. In the name of Jesus, you say it is by a spirit. I call that spirit to depart now. In the name of Jesus, jump away. Yes, yes. Jumping away now like a frog. Just run away now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By one thought, by the finger of God, men were delivered. By the finger of God today, I speak deliverance for you now. In the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance for you now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing for your bodies now in the name of Jesus. I command that pain to go. I command that pain to go. I command that flow to stop now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, even the flow that needs to begin, I command it to begin now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, healing for your bodies. Every part of your body, pain, swelling disappears. In the name of Jesus. Headache goes now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I do not care the duration. It has gone now. In the name of Jesus. The name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name, every knee bows. Whether in heaven, on earth, under the earth, they bow to the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father. Healing is yours now. In the name of Jesus. He died and purchased healing for you. In the Bible says healing is the children's bread. Eat healing, eat bread now. Eat bread, eat healing now. In the name of Jesus. You are in this place and you say, Pastor, I struggle financially. Right now, I open financial doors for you. In the name of Jesus, mark this service, mark this meeting. I say, I open financial doors for you. In the name of Jesus, you don't know lack. The Lord is your shepherd. In the name of Jesus, he never lacked anything. He sent people away. He said, go and preach. He said, do you lack anything? You don't know lack. In the name of Jesus, I open financial doors for you now. Thank you, Father. I break bondages. Bondages. There are things that have tied you. Say, that have tied you. I break oppressions. Thank you, Lord. Oppressions. I break it now. That oppression ceases tonight. In the name of Jesus, it will never come again. In the name of Jesus, that spirit will not know your house again. In the name of Jesus, God's servant said so. I said, the spirit will not know your house again. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I hear favor. You say, you are here and you need favor with another man. You need favor. That favor is upon you now. In the name of Jesus. It is because of Jesus. You see, I'm saying in the name of Jesus. It means in the place of Jesus. I'm standing in the place of Jesus. Because of Jesus, that favor is coming upon you. The favor came upon Esther. Out of all the beautiful ladies in the city, you can't imagine that she was chosen. That favor, that is the kind of favor I'm talking about. That favor is upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That same touch. Please stay with me. I'm praying for you. That same touch. I want to do it now. That same touch. He touched that man and his neighbors didn't know him. You came for this meeting today. Today, Jesus touched you. In the name of Jesus. Now, your neighbors won't know you anymore. It's a different you living this hall now. In the name of Jesus. It's according to my words. It's according to my words. I'll be here tomorrow. I'm not running. It's according to my words. You will say tomorrow, you will get home. You will go now. They will look and say, how you did? How is it? There's a different you now by the power of Jesus. Jesus is all the miracle you need. You have Jesus now. Every area, every lack in your life, he fills it up now by his power. In the name of Jesus. Everything you need, take it. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. You are not living here with lack. You're not living here empty. Everything you came here, you said, let me go, let me this Jesus, let me think. Now you are going back with something. In the name of Jesus, you are not living here the same way you came. Thank you, Father.
Neighbors, friends, family, they won't know you anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing for your body. If you are here right now and you can feel the pain, you can touch, you can say that thing has gone. Testify right now, just now, just now. Somebody might need to go home, sleep and come back. But we're here tomorrow, you will share your testimony in this hall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise. Come on, will you rejoice in the name of the Lord? Will you rejoice in Jesus? I didn't come to talk about me. I came to talk about Jesus. Come on, rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Him. Thank you for abundance of provision. Thank you for abundance of provision. Thank Him. He said there was nothing. And then He said they broke bread. When they broke bread, they kept on breaking. And they had 12 baskets extra. He's the God of abundance. I'm telling you now, you don't know lack. Lack has finished. You say, but Pastor, you know, I said it has finished. You see the doors begin to open. The doors begin to open. From mark this meeting, he says it's today. You go Monday, Tuesday, you are seeing money you've never handled before. It's not today I started preaching it. You see money. It will come more. You will receive more than you received before. Mark this week, you say we're entering a fresh week now. You say, I do business. This week, you will see more money. It's by faith in Jesus Christ, though. Only his name was doing miracles all through the earth. It's his name I'm still standing upon today. It is his name. You have faith in his name. Only faith in his name does that. Only faith in his name. Jesus is all the miracle you need. Come on, give God praise in the house. Tomorrow, I will come. More miracles tomorrow. More teachings tomorrow. We'll see greater things in your life. Amen?
Yeah, come on. Glory to God! Somebody shout hallelujah!